Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke, with you for the next 60 minutes. This is show number 184. This is our fourth set of April rambles for this year. And we're starting off with Carlos Nunez, a little bit of music from Galicia. And he's helped out with a bunch of Irish folks there, too, as well. Donal Lunny is on the bouzouki, and Bowron and Sharon Shannon's playing accordion. I'll tell you a bit more about him in a moment. But I'm glad you could join me. We're going to have some fun, right? Right? Back to Carlos Nunez and friends. That was Carlos Nunez on the pipes and the whistles, and helped with some friends. That's from a CD called Interceltic, and it's recordings from over a span of about 20 years with people from different Celtic nations. And that one happened to be with some folks from Ireland, as well as other places, some Breton musicians and so on. But Carlos Nunez is from Galicia. He's a multi-instrumentalist. He began playing the bagpipes when he was like 8 years old or something like that, and studied the recorder at the conservatory as well, which is just rather than most of us who studied the recorder in grade six. But he quickly gained stature. Nothing against studying recorder in grade six. Don't get me wrong here. He quickly gained some stature as a young virtuoso. He met Paddy Maloney back in the day with the Chieftains, and he performed with the band and so on. And he's called the Hendrix of the bagpipes sometimes. I think there's several people who are called that. He's got about 11 solo releases. And the tune is called Vento das Cias. And one of the things, I got it used somewhere, and I didn't notice until I was actually doing this show. I had prepared it and everything. I hadn't actually taken the liner notes out of the CD package and shuffled through them carefully. But whoever had this originally went to a Carlos Nunez concert on the 18th of June in 2016, somewhere in Solheim. Maybe it was in Sweden. Maybe I'm trying to think if it's Swedish here. Stamstag. Anyway, and they attended the concert, and Carlos not only signed the CD, but he signed the ticket that they came in. So if you were the original owner of this CD and you did attend the Carlos Nunez concert called The New King of the Celts at Stamstag on the 18th of June in 2016, it's in good hands. Don't worry. I love it as much as you did. And who knows, maybe someday I'll sell it as well. But there you go. That's life. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 184, and we're doing some rambling today. Next up, we have Mike Stevens and Matt Anderson. Mike Stevens is a great musician, composer, author. He's from Sarnia area. He has worked with Arts Can Circle. In fact, I think he founded it, a nonprofit organization that works in northern communities across Canada. He wrote a book called Bluegrass Harmonies, which sort of made bluegrass safe for harmonica players. He's performed on the Grand Ole Opry stage many, 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 many times, a couple hundred times, actually. He toured with Jim and Jesse for a while. He's teamed up with Matt Anderson, who's a great blues guitarist and singer-songwriter from Perth Andover in New Brunswick, who started out in 2002. He was with a band called Flat Top back in New Brunswick. He's had a lot of awards, and he's an amazing performer live, very, very passionate, and he's won a number of Maple Blues Awards and so on. This is a CD they did together called Piggyback. It's something called Works My Way Back Home to My Girl.
Drank the wine in France, smoked the joint in Amsterdam, ran with the bulls in Spain. Everywhere I go, I play another show, working my way home to my girl. I've seen the Taj Mahal, I was there at the Berlin Wall, saw the faithful march of Dr. King. Everywhere I go, I play another show, working my way home to my girl. Every night I look to the sky and see my shining star. Lights my way back to my girl, into her open arms. Left the desert night, I've seen the northern lights, walked through the plains of Abraham. Everywhere I go, I play another show, working my way home to my girl. I've been screeched in Newfoundland, joined a kitchen party band, leaving Cape Breton, came too soon. Everywhere I go, I play another show, working my way home to my girl. See my shining star, lights my way back to my girl, into her open arms. I've got my girl in my sights, I'm running every light, just one more turn and I'll be home. Everywhere I go, I play another show, working my way home to my girl. Everywhere that I go, play another show, working my way home to my girl.
I went to dance 2 days ago. I met this girl on my way. Boy, she looked fine and ready to play. She had long hair, blue sparkling eyes. She told me, boy, you're a fine-looking guy. They got all drunk on a whiskey. Mama was waiting up for me. I woke up early this morning, 9 in a cell there I was. I had been drinking while driving, Mom came to bail me out. I went to jail 2 days ago. My mama told me never go. I met this girl on my way. Boy, she looked fun and ready to play.
A very, very fast ending there from the Ducharme Family Bluegrass Band. And that was a band that came out of River Valley, just southeast of Sudbury, Ontario. Father and his two sons sort of got around campfires and jammed from dusk till dawn at local music festivals and so on. They evolved into a great band around Ontario and Quebec mostly, and a high demand at festivals. They have some recordings as well, obviously, because there's one right there. That was called Mama Told Me. That came from a compilation called North to Ontario, something that a bluegrass organization put together, a number of them here in Ontario over the years. They've combined a number of styles, all in bluegrass, though, sort of gospel and bluegrass, sometimes modern, sometimes traditional. Before that, we heard from Mike Stevens and Matt Anderson something called Working My Way Home to My Girl. I got the title wrong. I said Works My Way. I was just using a colloquial expression there. Next up, we have on the show Daniel Champagne. He's got a really natural ease on stage. If you've been to concerts or places where there's lots of buskers, you might have actually seen him, because he's traveled extensively in North America and in the UK and Australia and New Zealand and so on. Sort of a very exhilarating guitar talent, indeed. He's originally from Australia, started playing at around 5 years old, something like that, and began writing songs at 12 and training classically throughout his teens. Left school when he was 18 and hit the road. And despite touring constantly, he kept releasing CDs as well. So all that busking really paid off, because he's a great performer in acoustic music, a firm reputation for holding crowds in the palm of his hand, because he has to. He's doing that on the streets. He plays kind of like a whole band, but he uses a lot of rhythmic textures, shall we say, on his playing, and kind of beats up the guitar sometimes, it seems like. Anyway, this is from one of his CDs, which is called The Heartland Hurricanes. This is something called Nightingale.
Nightingale sings each morning her sweet song weed. Midnight's thread neath her veil. The kingdom calling. Quietly describing bed. When I told you I was afraid to fall, really I was afraid to fly at all. Bound and burning, restless charms of broken through between cheap denial and reckless yearning to run from harm was all I knew. And so when I told you I was afraid to fall, really, I was afraid to fly. When I told you I was afraid to fall, really, I was afraid to fly. nightingale flies to 99 north. The spell she's weaving, it's not like I can't stand the fight. I just can't stand believing. So when I told you I was afraid to fall, really I was afraid to fly. When I told you I was afraid to fall,
a dramatic ending there. That's a song that you'll probably recognize the tune. Lennon and McCartney made famous. Eleanor Rigby, of course. That was the Atlantic String Machine, which is an award-winning genre-jumping string quintet from BEI. They were formed in 2015, and they perform just about as many styles of music as they can fit into their portfolios, as it says. They've got a lot of awards from Music PEI, some nominations from the East Coast Music Awards and so on. This is from their debut album, Lost Time. And it received a couple of ECMA nominations itself. Before that, we heard from Daniel Champagne and a new take on the rhythm guitar, actually playing lots of rhythm and lots of harmonics and so on, from his CD called The Heartland Hurricanes. and that's something called Nightingale. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Some people might be listening on, where's my list of, there it is, there's the papers. I've got to really clean this desk someday. You could be listening on the Voice of Bombay, CHBB, which is 95.9 FM in Norris Point and 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, possibly on Radio Bell Island, which is CJBI in Bell Island, Newfoundland, 93.9 FM, or maybe Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX, in London, Ontario. However you got here, I'm glad you joined me, and I'm glad I found that piece of paper. I don't want to get the frequencies wrong, you know, it's terrible when you get a frequency wrong. Next up, we have The Tiller's Folly. This is a... It was largely a sort of three-piece, but they had lots of other people who joined them for concerts and for recordings. They draw influence from Scottish, Irish, and Maritime music traditions, and they're situated in BC, and so they write about Pacific Canada, or sometimes you could call it Pacific Canadiana. Canadiana? Is that a word? It isn't. Well, it is now. Yes. A potent blend of Pacific Canadiana. Anyway, the songs and stories from the BC area. They've been on the road for over 20 years now. They're always inspired, you know, to create some sort of acoustic music that's thoughtful and progressive and timeless and sort of preserves the West's colonial heritage in songs and stories. And indeed, they've been doing that. Back in, I don't know, maybe a dozen years ago or so, they added a component to their show, a multimedia component. It had these pictures, archival film footage and photography in behind as they play. And that really adds another level to that. If you ever get a chance to see them play, is what I'm saying, is that you will actually see more than just hear. The trio is Bruce Coughlin, and he's the founding member. He's a career performer. Nolan Murray, who's a multi-instrumentalist. He's won a bunch of championships for various instruments, and Lawrence Knight, who's a stalwart of the Vancouver music scene. He's been playing in that scene for four decades and more. They have nine albums out, and it's very unfair to compare people to other bands or whatever, but they always have sort of reminded me a bit of Spirit of the West-ish, where they're using those themes. There's a real strong Celtic stream in what they're doing, and it's just a lot of fun, this music. So, from A Ripple in Time, this is The Tiller's Folly, something called John Todd.
Advance down the road. 28 carriages dressed in black crepe as the world bids adieu to old John Todd. It's hard to imagine the span of a lifetime, riddled with peril or molded by change. He could recall with fondest reflection the youthful adventures of his former days. Hard to span of a lifetime.
None other than Los Lobos, Spanish for the Wolves, a wonderful American rock band from East Los Angeles. That was something called Corrido No. 1, and it's from a CD. Well, I originally got it as an album, an LP, called How Will the Wolves Survive? Los Lobos has music that's influenced by rock and roll and Tex-Mex and country and Zydeco and R&B and soul and a lot of traditional music like cumbias and boleros and norteños. Their journey began in 1973. Four of them began playing revved-up versions of Mexican folk music in restaurants and at parties, and they evolved into the 1980s. They tapped into L.A.'s burgeoning punk and college rock scenes, and a major turning point came in 1987. The Richie Valens biopic La Bamba came out, and they did some music for it, and it topped the charts in the U.S. and the U.K., This is one of their patterns, is rather than capitalize on that massive commercial success and come out with something, you know, La Bamba 2 or La Bamba 3 or La Bamba whatever 4, they chose to record an album called La Pistola y el Corazón, which was a tribute to Tejano and mariachi music and so on. And it was a very traditional kind of Mexican, American performance. They won a Grammy for, well, actually for that, man, best Mexican-American performance. That was 1989. But it sort of put, the record company executives on their ear because, you know, they wanted another La Bamba. And it was even better than another Boboma. That kind of sharp artistic turn has become their trademark, and it fuels the band's creativity, keeps its fans engaged, and so on. And they've been together for most of the members. It's unusual for bands to stay together that long, but it's been close to 50 years now. And one of the members said, I saw this, read this the other day, he said, the way I tell it is that if you stand out on your porch, you'll eventually see us go by. They just tour constantly, except for, of course, these COVID times. But the most lasting impact is probably that their music embodies the idea of America as a cultural melting pot, which is great. Before that, we heard from, speaking of melting pots, The Tiller's Folly and something called John Todd, a bit of a history from Western Canada. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond on a variety of stations, or maybe on the internet or through Twitter or Facebook, whatever, however it is. You could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, which is CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, or possibly on Caper Radio, which is CJBU 107.3 FM in Sydney, Cape Breton, however you got here. I'm glad you're here. Next up, we have Jason Wilson. I've played him a number of times. Dr. Jason Wilson, I should say. He's a Canadian historian. He's won a couple of Junos, and he is best known by from some as a reggae musician, originally from Downsview, Ontario. He's known for incorporating jazz and a lot of Celtic or Scottish and UK influences into a reggae foundation and so on. He's performed with like UB40 and Sly and Robbie and Alanis Morissette and Dave Swarbrick. I think the last time I played him, it was with the duo album he did with Dave Swarbrick, Dick Gawkin, David Francie, and so on. He was born to Scottish immigrants. He performed his first nightclub show when he was only 14 years old. I got to sneak him in, you know, at that point. He was with reggae pioneers Messenger. Some of us remember that. So this is a CD I found, which is called Perennials, and it was written over a course of, you know, 18 months or so in New York, and he calls it reggae impressionism, so a sound where reggae is freely brushed, not strictly detailed, allowing space on the canvas. Well, you can read your liner notes yourself, I suppose, can't you, if you get it? But this is from that CD. This is called Rummel Gumption, or When I'm Down, You Lift Me Up. It's Jason Wilson and Friends.
When I'm up, you take me higher. When I'm down, you lift me up. When I'm up, you take me higher. And I know you got rumble gumption in your heart. And I know you got rumble gumption. Take me higher. When I'm down, you lift me up. When I'm up, you take me higher. And I know you got Ramon Gumption in your heart. And I know you got Ramon Gumption in your soul. Come on, soul. We'll be right back.
when I'm up. You take me higher when I'm down. When I'm up, you take me higher. Oh, when I'm down. When I'm up, you take me higher. When I'm down. Oh, when I'm up, you take me higher. Oh, you take me higher.
Something there from Jason Wilson and some friends. That's called Rummel Gumption. When I'm down, you lift me up. And that's from a CD called Perennials. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. And this is show number 184, a set of rambles again. All April we've been rambling. Just going through the CD collection, things I find on the shelf, things that I find under piles of paper, like I was just doing the other moment there, trying to find my list of stations. Next up, we have a new release, though. I try to play something new for sure every week, and this is a band called Tear, T-E-Y-R. It's a folk trio, and Tear is three in the Cornish language. They've all done London session scene. They have done bothy ballads and forecastle shanties, or forecastle shanties, folk tunes, Irish poetry. They sort of blend their voices and instruments, and mostly Celtic British Isles kind of material. Fiddle, Uilleann pipes, guitar, low whistle, accordion, those are the instruments that they sort of play around with. Their debut, Far From the Tree, was a distillation of a number of years of playing and writing and wrangling the tunes onto the lacquer or the disc. And they've been working on a crowdfunded follow-up for a couple of years now. And kind of, you know, between you and me, it's a neat way to get a CD. Is you help to crowdfund. It's, you know, you give more than what you would for a regular CD, but it helps people make CDs. Increasingly in these days when the music industry is a bit weird, not that it's ever been otherwise. So this is from something that's just come out. It's kind of come out, and it hasn't, you know, because we're in these COVID times. But you could certainly get it if you go to their site or on Facebook or whatever. I'm sure they'd let you join the crowdfund. It's called Estrin, the name of the CD. I'm going to play something called Little Giants. And as they say it in here, it's a victory march to all those that suffer and struggle in the face of adversity, great and mild, silent and deafening, empowering and vanquishing. So it's their tribute to the little giants of the world, you know, the brave souls who carry on and show us that there is a better tomorrow. New music from Tear. Thank you.
When I was a young boy, we worked on the shore. My father and I, like his father before, we'd scrape down her belly, then cork up her wood, and prayed for fair weather from the shore where we stood. Well, the bat number 10, she's the lady we love. She slipped through the water, she fit like a glove. She danced on the swells and her engine she heard. A sweeter lass singing, what I'd never heard. Georgian Baybound, Georgian Baybound. So haul up the anchor, we're leaving the sound. Georgian Baybound. Ready to roll, boy, now tie her all down. For the liquors and whitefish are crawling. We're Georgia Bay bound. The ice in the harbor blew out with the dawn. The breezes get warm as the days they get long. Tomorrow we get up before the sun rises. And the pot number 10, she's a sight for the eyes. Georgia Bay bound, Georgia Bay bound. So haul up the anchor, we're leaving the sound. Georgia Bay bound, Georgia Bay. Get ready to roll, boy, now tie her all down. More than liquors and whitefish are crawling. We're Georgia Bay bound. I can see a labor of love etched in my memory. I'll not be forgetting my dearest old dad. They were the best times that I've ever had. Georgia Bay bound, Georgia Bay.
That's a track there called Georgian Bay Bound, as you might guess, and that's a band called The Shards. They're formed in around 2000 on Sound, and they were known as Beggar's Road as well. And I think some of the people in the band were also part of Scatter the Cats. So they got together, did some sort of Celtic sounding music, and wrote songs about their area, Georgian Bay in this case. And didn't maybe perform a lot, but they had some great stuff. I really like, they have a CD, and then this is from a compilation album of the International Plowing Match. You know, I don't play a lot of Plowing Match music because I can't, and I don't have them. But every year, I guess for a while, they would put out a compilation album from the county in which it was being held. So in 2004, it was in Gray County. And it's actually, I quite like it. If you know where I can get more of these International Plowing Match CDs, let me know. But that's The Shards. Before that, we heard from Tear, T-E-Y-R, a new release out of the UK. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Could be listening on Mun Radio, CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, or possibly Cape May Radio, WCFA 101.5 in Cape May, New Jersey, however you got here. I'm glad you joined me. I'm going to try to slip in three quick tracks here. This is Kate Weeks. This is from her third solo album. It's kind of mapping the musical spot where landscapes and emotions converge. And it's very interesting to read a few little liner notes and then the lyrics of these songs. She was in the Yukon for about 10 years, moved to Chelsea, Quebec, or Eastern Ontario, and she made this CD along with help James Stevens in Stove Studios in Chelsea, Quebec. And it gives a lot of examples of some of her travels, interesting travels over the last few years. This is something called Poet Friend, and it's from her CD called Taken by Surprise. This is Kate Weeks.
There's a steel-toed boot on my chest, and I have forgotten how to sleep. I hurt my back, my ribs start to crack. This offers some relief. The water pools between my bones, pools upon a barren crone. I do not own the bed, my sweat now streaks. Ooh, I'm going to see my poet friend, who tells me of moonlight on flowers. Healing rips open my rowing bloody feet. Each tender step I now regret. I'm making my retreat. Bandage in the shower stall from the wounded soul it falls, furthering damage and defeat. Ooh, I'm going to see my poet friend, who tells me of moonlight on flowers.
Wasn't me. The vessel reared like any horse that had myself. Oh, California, that's the land for me. I've gone to Sacramento with a washbowl on my knee. Shed a tear. The pilot bread was in my mouth, the gold dust in my eye. And though I'm going far away, dear brothers, don't you cry. I soon shall be in Frisco.
Andrea Zahn and Alison Brown, and that's something from a CD which was put out. You remember The Little House on the Prairie, the book and series and so on and so forth. In that first book, there are about 15 songs, tunes or whatever that are referenced directly. And so somebody put together a CD, a compilation of a bunch of artists of those 15. And so this included this song, which is the tune was written by Stephen Foster and almost shortly after it was written, all kinds of different versions came out. But the version that's in Little House on the Prairie is this one. It's the Old California version. So it's actually a very nice CD. I was very pleasantly surprised by the CD, and it also makes me want to go back and read that book and find those references to those tunes. Andrea Zahn played the fiddle, the violin, and the viola on that, which is kind of funny because she distinguishes between them. She was classically trained, but she also plays a lot of traditional stuff as well. And sang. And then Alison Brown did the banjo and the guitar. Great, great piece of music there. Well, we have time for just the one more. And before that, we had heard Kate Weeks and a piece called Poet Friend from her Taken by Surprise CD. This is Roy Johnston, and he sort of has the heart of a poet and the spirit of an adventurer, plays like the devil. This is what Atlantic Gig magazine said. He came to PEI from his native Winnipeg in 1977. He was kind of attracted by the alternative energy scene in PEI. He had trained in classical music, but he became part of this very small, influential, active community of musicians and artists. He played for a while in a group called Speed the Plow. Lenny Gallant was in that as well. And a number of other groups, Flying Tide, I believe, and Hold the Haggis. I love that name. He's been hosting an acoustic session every Sunday afternoon at the Old Triangle Ale House in Charlottetown. Well, COVID has kind of wrecked that. But he has 5 solo albums out, and this is from one of those called Summertime. This is the title track. You'll recognize this possibly. And indeed, summertime is coming. Thanks for joining me today, and I hope that you take care of each other and that you come back again. Happy trails.